Diana, now it's time to answer another very important question, which is the business of Question of the Week.
It is time for that, and this week it's been a rather sort of circular week.
Hi, this is Elena Roberts from Corvallis, Oregon. I was wondering if you could tell me if the blind are able to walk in a straight line, or if the sighted with the blindfold can walk in a straight line.
And who's better at walking in a straight line, blind people or blindfolded people?
So my name is Jan Sauermann, and I used to work at the Max Planck Institute for Biological Cybernetics and Tubing in Germany. Yeah, that's a very interesting question. I guess most people intuitively would say that blind people will be better at walking a straight line than sighted people when blindfolded, because, of course, blind people have been used to not seeing all their life and therefore probably develop some strategies of coping with that handicap. It actually turns out that blind people are not better at that than sighted people. So people have done two kinds of studies. One kind of study is just exactly that test, just have people walk in a straight line while either blindfolded or being blind, and see how well they do. And it turns out that blind people don't do better than sighted people who are blindfolded. And the other test that has been done is have people walk in a curved path, by holding on to something that guides them on this curved path, and then have people judge whether they're curving to the left or to the right. And again, it turns out that blind people are not better at that than sighted people who are blindfolded. The problem for blind people is so big that sometimes it happens that when blind people try to cross a wide street, so a multiple lane street, that they end up at the same side of the street where they started from. So they actually walk half a circle while trying to cross the street. It's actually not that surprising if you think about it that blind people are not better at walking in a straight line than sighted people, because the brain of people trying to walk in a straight path while blindfolded or blind only has, so to say, internal information. So only information that comes from the body itself, from the sense of balance, the vestibular organ, from the muscles and the tendons in the body and so on. And all those cues only give information about the relative changes in walking direction. So with every step, it basically tells the brain whether it's still going in the same direction or veering a little bit.
So why might this be?
Because those signals are kind of noisy signals. They're biological signals, so there's some kind of noise in those signals. There will be small errors in those signals, and those add up over time, and therefore you end up walking in circles because that's just the accumulation of errors over time. That works the same way for blind people as for sighted people who are blindfolded. So that might be a plausible explanation why people walk in circles when they get lost or when walking blindfolded, and also why blind people are not better at it than blindfolded people.
Unfortunately, brain inputs are often subject to small errors, so walking in circles can be quite a common occurrence. On the forum, Seawolf suggested that some people have a dominant side of their body, leading to imbalances in the steps they take. This is true, but in Jan Suman's research, he tried to control for this by x-raying leg lengths and even building up one shoe without the subject knowing. But next week, try getting down the road without any shoes.
My name is Jane Britton Long, and I'm from Newnham on Severn in Gloucestershire. Ever since I did my physics O-level in 1985, I have wanted to know the following. If you have a car with a rear spoiler bar on the boot area, most pimped up or customised cars have this bar, it looks like a shopping trolley handle on the back, and a man of average height, say 6 feet, and weight, say 10 stone, if you took hold of this bar and the car drove away, how fast would the car need to go before the man is airborne? I know that the outcome would not be pleasant, but theoretically I just find this really interesting.
It does look like a shopping trolley handle sometimes.
There'll be people who have pimped their ride all over the place and mortified now they've heard that.
Well, how fast do you think that car needs to go? Answers to Chris at thenakedscientists.com or right on the forum, and that's at thenakedscientists.com/forum.
Diana O'Carroll, so if you have any great questions that you would like dianalised, then do send them into chris@thenakedscientists.com. You might want to consider sending in your questions about the atmosphere and airborne pollution next week, because we're covering the fact that scientists have been taking to the air flying back and forth across the UK at night to measure pollution. We'll be talking to the guys and going airborne with them to find out how that works and what they've discovered. And we'll also be talking to engineers who are building a tube which is 20 kilometres long to reach right high up into the atmosphere and take and deploy samples. That's all coming up next week. Send your questions to chris@thenakedscientist.com. In the meantime, thank you to our wonderful production team, Mira Senthilingam, Tom Simpkins and Ben Vowsler. And until next time, goodbye.
The Naked Scientists comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC, the Natural Environment Research Council, and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at thenakedscientists.com.